A Jacksonville business owner is denying accusations that he's behind the nationwide protests against government efforts to stop the spread of coronavirus. The allegation has led to threats against him, his wife, and their business, EcoRelics. After seeing anti-quarantine protests pop up around the country that were inspired by websites and Facebook pages tied to the far right, Michael Murphy says he impulsively bought more than 200 similarly named domains, hoping to sell them to progressive organizations. So far, he hasn't had any luck. But over the weekend, people traced those domains back to him, speculated on social media that he was behind the protests, then doxed him, publishing all of his personal information online. Since then, he and his wife Annie have been flooded with phone calls and emails, many of them threatening, she says.
I've never actually felt this kind of feeling where you're so exposed, you know, like reading the Twitter and the Reddit feeds with our photos and getting emails with people knowing where we live. It's been a little scary.
In retrospect, Michael Murphy admits that the idea was crazy and he had no idea what he was getting into. But he says he meant well because he disagreed with the reopened protests.
I mean, I should have thought it out, but I didn't. And as my attorney said, you know, Michael, you got to quit acting like a 9-year-old.
Despite everything that's happened, he remains hopeful that someone will take the domains off of his hands and use them to stop the spread of disinformation that he says led to the reopened protests. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.